Lucy the Poorly Puppy, written by Holly Webb and read by Phyllida Nash.
Chapter 1. Bella's looking so fat. Lauren peered under the kitchen table at Bella, the family's beagle. She was sitting in amongst everyone's feet, panting and looking rather uncomfortable. Her tummy was huge, and the expression on her face was a bit grumpy. Dad checked under the table, too. "Well, she is due to have the pups any day now. I'll take her temperature later on to check if it's gone down." Lauren nodded. They had been taking Bella's temperature every day the last couple of weeks, as their vet, Mark, had told them it was the best way to tell if the puppies were about to come. Bella padded heavily out from under the table and wandered over to her cushion. She took hold of the edge in her teeth. It was a big, soft cushion, made of red fabric, and tugged it closer to the radiator. Then she nudged it with her nose, this way and that, as though she couldn't get it quite how she wanted it. Lauren watched her hopefully. "Does that look like nesting to you?" she asked. "I don't know. It might be," her mum said doubtfully. It was the first time Bella had had puppies, and they were having to learn as they went along, even though Lauren's mum had bought 3 different books on dog breeding.
"We need to set off for school," Dad pointed out, checking his watch.
Lauren sighed. "I bet Bella has the puppies while I'm at school, and I really, really wanted to be there. Couldn't I just stay at home? It's the last day of term. We're not actually going to do anything, are we?"
Mum shook her head. "No. Besides, don't you want to say goodbye to all your friends? You won't see most of them for the next 6 weeks, remember?"
Lauren frowned. It was true. She loved living way out in the country. Their home had been a farmhouse originally, and it had a huge garden. The old cowsheds had been made into her parents' office, and there was a barn across the yard that Lauren could play in. But there were bad things about it, too. She lived 20 minutes' drive from the village where her school was, and her best friend Millie lived in a village that was about 20 minutes beyond the school. So arranging to see Millie in the holidays always meant lots of planning.
Lauren fetched her bag and the present she'd got for her teacher, Miss Ford, and took one last look at Bella on the way out of the kitchen door. The beautiful brown and white dog was squirming around on her cushion as though she couldn't quite get comfy.
"Can you just hold on until I get home?" Lauren pleaded.
But Bella looked up at her with big, mournful eyes. Lauren stroked her lovingly.
"I see what you mean. You must really want to be back to your old self again. If it happens today, good luck, Bella. It'll be worth it. You're going to have gorgeous puppies soon."
"She's going to be very tired," Dad pointed out. "We'll have to look after her. I remember doing all this with Rusty, my parents' dog, when I was just a bit older than you. Now come on, Lauren, we're going to be late."
As they were bumping down the lane in the car towards the main road, Lauren asked,
"How many puppies do you think Bella will have?"
Dad shook his head.
"Hard to tell. Could be anything from 1 to 14, according to those books your mum bought. Rusty only had 5.
Lauren frowned.
"It can't be just one. Bella's enormous."
"I think you're probably right. She is very big. I'd say we're looking at quite a few," Dad agreed.
He sighed as he noted her sparkling eyes and excited smile.
"Lauren?"
"What is it?"
Lauren looked over at him worriedly.
"Sweetheart, just remember that we aren't keeping these puppies. They're all going to go to new homes."
Lauren hesitated for a moment.
"I know," she said quietly.
She was silent for a little while and then added,
"But we'll have them for a couple of months, won't we? That's all the summer holidays to play with them, and more."
Dad nodded.
"Exactly. Of course, we'll miss them when they go, but it'll be easier if we remember that they aren't ours to keep.